This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody. First of all, thank you for your amazing messages. May Allah bless you all. I know a lot of you have been reaching out to me asking me what I'm personally doing in the last 10 days. So what I did was I literally created a sheet on Excel, or you could just write it with, you know, pen, ruler and paper. And I put the things that I would like to do every day. And then I listed the days across, like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then on the other side, I said, for example, you know, praying in jama'ah, if it's possible for you or not, right? Sunan, reading my daily juz, alhamdulillah, I have my, I do it with a couple of sisters together. So once that's done, I just check it off. Giving sadaqah, and I know someone was telling me, why do we always say something small? Because not everybody is capable of giving a lot, right? Especially in these difficult times. If you have, mashallah, give. But if you don't have that much to give, as I said, always, sometimes it's that little amount with the sincerity is what puts the barakah in everybody else's giving. So whether you have much or you have little, just give whatever you can, right? And then one thing I forgot, and of course the dua, like istighfar, how many times I'm going to do it, and just check as you're going the day. Istighfar, for me, my day is flipped, so we're actually up till sunrise, and then we sleep till dhuhr, and then we wake up and continue with our day. My Quran reading is usually around from 4 to 5. That's when I do it, and we do dua at that time. And then after that, of course, there's taraweeh. That's done at the night. And there's qiyam. That's during the night. And then, you know, Allahumma innaka afoon kareem. That just goes out through the night as well. And then in the morning, of course, we do our adhkar for the morning. In the afternoon, adhkar for the afternoon. So whatever you think you're capable of doing without making it too difficult on yourself, and just check as you're going. Now, one thing that I forgot, and I don't know how I forgot, I think I was like literally half asleep. It was like maybe right after Fajr when I recorded 2 days ago. Dua. Make dua. This is a time, a time where, you know, we all keep on talking about, you know, oh, imagine if I had like a magic lamp like Aladdin and I get my three wishes. Well, hello, you have dua. You know, as many du'as as you want to do, and you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, I'm not comparing, lillahi al-mathal a'la, but I'm just telling you, like, we sometimes like think it's something so far-fetched. It's not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so near to you. Qareeb, ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an. I respond to the caller or the du'a of the person when they call on me. So when you decide to put your hands, it's not when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is not telling you, when I feel like responding, I will. No. When you decide to put your hand up and ask, Allah is there waiting for you. Just ask. The Sahaba would tell you before Ramadan, they would prepare a set of like maybe four or five, six du'as. And they'd say, we would keep begging and pleading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at breaking iftar, in our sujood, at qiyam, you know, before the time of, you know, fajr time, during the sahar time. Ask. And they tell you, wallahi, by Allah, the following year would not have come unless our du'as were accepted. So this is a time of du'a. Make du'a for yourself, for the good in this dunya and in the akhirah, right? Make du'a that you're in Jannah, inshallah, that you're protected. Make du'a for everybody else. And my sheikh would always say, if you are starting making du'a by making du'a for your kids, then something's not right. You always start du'a from the top. Start with your grandparents, your parents, and then you start going down. Your parents, and then you take it across uncles, aunts, cousins, right? And then you go down to your siblings, right? And then after that, your nephews and nieces, if you have. Then you go to your children, and then your children's friends, your family, your teachers, those who have taught you, your shuyukh and your scholars, anybody who has done any kind of good for you. And then you make du'a for the ummah, for your community. You make du'a for the entire humanity, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheist. Make du'a, just pray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and He's so generous. So put those hands up and make that, definitely make sure you have a du'a list, what you're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make sure that He, you know, you ask Him to be from those who enter Jannah without any prior accountability or punishment. دخول الجنة بغير سابقة حساب ولا عذاب. I think that sums it all, right? I just want to go straight to Jannah, Ya Rab. All of us, inshallah. May Allah protect you and accept from you. And inshallah, you know, share even your pictures of your game plans if you have one. Post them. I would love to see them. I'll try to post what I made for my kids. And I kind of just put something very basic for them, so not to discourage them. And then, of course, I'm, you know, multiplying in the numbers in my head. So just to make sure they feel like it's a competition where they can keep up with as well. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for your messages. And please keep us in your dua, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.